Everybody, it's me. I'm back. I don't know what I was going to talk to you all about, but I know what's on my mind right now. And that's about this attack or this death that was caused at the Orlando, was it SeaWorld, with regard to the trainer. And by the way, the news always refers to her as the trainer or the accident and the trainer. Her name, for the record, was Dawn Branshaw, B-R-A-N, I think it's spelled C-H-A-E-U or E-A-U. I know it's some kind of a French spelling. Because she was a real person, you know, and she was 40 years old. And somehow when the news talked about this thing, they make it out like, you know, they give the name of the whale and the whale's trainer, you know. It's interesting. I just don't understand this, how they can – this is the third death related to this whale since 1991. And I got to tell you, I don't understand how this thing keeps living. And for those of you who are animal lovers, let me just say this. If a dog would have killed three people or be involved in three people's deaths, we all know that dog would be dead, period. They'd put that dog down, and that would be the end of it. Hell, if a dog even bites somebody once, he's in danger of getting killed these days. The same is true for animals that are out in the wild, you know, bears. I mean, I've seen them do this. I mean, so I know the reason why, but it makes me sick. Anyway, I was watching this video. I've watched it 5 times now just because I really wanted to see what was going on. And that's the video right before she was killed. Apparently, the end of the video is about 7 minutes before the whale grabbed her and pulled her into the water. And I remember when this thing happened, I think, was it back on Wednesday? I guess it did. And I knew at that time that nothing was going to happen to this whale. One, because it's valuable. Now SeaWorld coming up with all these reasons. Well, you know, it's the largest orca in captivity, and I guess they use it like a pimp. I guess they're pimping it because I know that it has. I think it's fathered hundreds of offspring or calves. I guess they use it for breeding with other whales and. I don't know, man. It's just, you know, it's all about money. It all comes down to money. But it's interesting to note that domestic animals, like I said, they kill somebody or bite somebody or hurt somebody. You know, they're pretty much down for the count. We wouldn't tolerate it in society to have a dog going around that's a murderer or to have been involved in a murder. But yet this whale, no one seems to have a problem with it because it's, I don't know. But I can say this. I know that if it were anybody in my family or, you know, somebody, the Shamu would have a bunch of shotgun shells up in it, all right? I'm going to tell you point blank. I was watching this video, and you know, what is it with people? You think those idiots in Las Vegas that got attacked by the people? Let me tell you something. You cannot tame these animals. I don't know why. I was watching this woman, Dawn, and they were so, they're so, they think that these animals are so obedient, like nothing can go wrong, but is a person's life worth it? I mean, they're saying that SeaWorld's like, well, we're not going to put anybody else back in the tank with the whale until the further investigation. Well, that's a load of crap, okay? That's what they're really saying is we're not going to put anybody back into the tank until the press gets off our back, and then we'll go back to their business as usual. Because for the most part, they're going to make more money on this whale now than they ever would before. Why? Because as sick as it sounds, and I think this is sick, now you're going to have people going to SeaWorld to see the whale that was involved in killing Dawn Branshaw. Only they won't even say her name because nobody will bother to learn her name. And now it's a real killer whale, right? It's a real orca. I mean, this is what it's known for. It's the attendance on this thing is going to go up, morbid and disgusting as it sounds. And I can't remember who it was in her family was saying that they don't have a problem with the whale being allowed to continue. And I don't know. I don't understand that. I don't get it. I know I just don't get it. If there was somebody in my family and this happened, you know, like I said, it did be a bunch of shotgun shells in that pool by the time I was done with it. It's just strange. So I guess that's what it comes down to when it's a matter of life or money. Money is always going to win, isn't it? It's kind of sad. What it says about us as a society, I'm not certain. But what it says about our capitalistic make money at all costs is pretty definite to me. Now, I'm assuming, and again, I don't know this. This is complete supposition. I'm assuming they're going to pay her family or her next of kin close to a small fortune. Because most people, I hate to say this, but a lot of people can pretty much base it. Well, let me just, this is a family-friendly show, so I won't say the word. But let's just say that a lot of families can be bought, if you know what I'm saying. Only I wasn't thinking about the word bought. I was thinking most family are WHO, and you can fill in the rest of it. And time again, we see this. We see it with famous superstar athletes' wives who are put up with the crap that these guys come up with as long as they can get expensive diamonds and they make all that money. We see it in politicians. We see it in, God, everywhere. Where don't we see it? In death. I mean, this isn't the first time things like this have happened. I'm trying to think of all the times I've thought about these celebrities that accidental deaths, and they just quietly make them go away with all the money they pay people. And since it's never really happened to me, I won't sit in judgment of these families. But I will say this. I will say that there's no way how that whale would wail, no matter how much of a stud or how valuable it is, that some, how that thing would continue to live. Because to me, it's nothing. It's little more than a lion. There's an old saying, I don't know if it's a wise tale or not, but it says that once an animal's killed once, you know, they'll kill again. Well, here we are. In 19 years, we have three murders, three deaths, and several injuries as a direct result of this whale, this particular whale. So, to me, it's done. Now, I got to tell you, when I go to SeaWorld, firstly, I haven't been to SeaWorld in ages. One, I think it's too expensive. Two, the only thing I really like are the penguins. If I'm going to be in getting inside a tank with somebody, I'd be in tank with a penguin because then I got the advantage. I mean, I could drop kick a penguin. See, that's why I like the penguins. You're getting in with them big old 12,000-pound animals. You ain't got a chance in hell, especially when it's on water. So the arrogance that some human beings have in thinking that they can will an animal into submission, time and time again, has proven to be false and more often than not deadly. So I don't know what to say except that I'm the senseless death of a woman because of either the arrogance of her arrogance or the arrogance of the company that she works for, and then the subsequent dismissal. And I think it's nothing more than dismissal because a life has been lost, and yet they just. How did that guy say it? I saw him on the news. They kept, you know, TV shows always run this footage over and over. We don't believe in punishing our animals. Well, the hell with it. You know what? We punish people. So, you know, they say that whales are really smart. I don't know. Maybe get a big-ass taser up in there. I put a few electrodes up in that pool. That thing wouldn't be dragging them. Oh, God. And if any of you out there are like animal people or weirdos that think that animals have a right to kill the rest of us, well, then you can go in the pool with them for all I care. If you think it's so great, put your butt in the water with old Shamu. But as far as old Mark Marcus is concerned, it would be Shamu and Shotgun. That would be the only show we'd be seeing because, like I said, that whale would be swimming in a tank up in the sky by the time it was done because I simply wouldn't let it continue. So. There you have it. This is not a secret, and that's why I didn't label it as such, but I'm feeling okay. I had a decent day. I'm fighting my usual sinuses this time of night. We're expecting some rain here in Southern California. Looking forward to getting that. Emotionally, I guess I'm okay. You know, I'm moving forward, and there's some comfort in that. I'm trying not to let my thoughts run away with me. I'm also trying not to run away with my thoughts. Not an easy thing to manage. Make a joyful noise. And I will talk to you soon. Take care. Bye-bye.